Exclusive, Republican candidate for Maine Governor Tudor Dixon. Gretchen Whitmer was auditioning for vice president with lockdowns. By Robert Krajcik on July 27, 2022. Tudor Dixon, a Republican candidate running for governor in Michigan, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, DME, abusive lockdowns, ostensibly decreed to reduce coronavirus transmission, were part of a broader audition to be selected as President Joe Biden's running mate during the 2020 presidential campaign season. We saw her auditioning to be vice president, Dixon remarked on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. We know she was on the short list to be vice president, and so it seemed as though she felt that the stricter she was with lockdowns, the more radical, the more incompetent, that Joe Biden would see her as the perfect mate for him to go to Washington. Whitmer locked down the Wolverine state with more severity than most other states to demonstrate her partisan and political bona fides to Democrats and the broader left, Dixon observed. Whitmer did create this national presence. So if you saw her recent fundraising report, 40% of it is from outside of the state, much of that is California and New York. So those radical California and New York policies, she wants to bring to the state of Michigan. She said Whitmer is now being considered on a shortlist for running for president in 2024. I think the people of Michigan need to understand that this is a person whose long-term goal has always been to leave Michigan and go to Washington and take her radical policies there, Dixon stated. Her radical policies during the pandemic, which were the most lockdowns we've seen in the country, we had kids out of school longer than I think in any other state, and we had a terrible problem with nursing homes. Marla recalled how Whitmer advised Michiganders not to travel to Florida in March of 2021, as many Americans did in order to escape restrictions and suspensions of constitutional rights without due process in their respective cities and states, after vacationing in the Sunshine State herself weeks prior for what she said were personal reasons. Dixon said, she robbed the kids of their education, robbed them of potential scholarships and sports, robbed people of their livelihoods and their life savings and their businesses that they started from scratch. Whitmer's iron fist and Big Brother governance is destroying Michigan's economy, including its legacy as the home of America's automobile industry. She said businesses regularly tell her they are leaving Michigan for freer economic environments in other states due to onerous government regulation and extraction overseen by Whitmer. Dixon shared, we have businesses tell us all the time they're leaving the state of Michigan because they just can't handle the bureaucracy coming after them. And then, when I talk to businesses outside of the state, I ask, why aren't you coming into the state of Michigan? They say, Michigan's known as the gotcha state. You have a government that's going in and trying to get you, bust you, and hinder you doing business. We're even chasing off the automotive industry, she added. Our legacy industry is now going to Kentucky and Tennessee. And when I ask them, they say, Michigan's just not in the race. Overall, the state of Michigan is really in decline. If you look at the foundation of our state, education has suffered and significantly. Gretchen Whitmer had our kids out of school for longer than almost any other state. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.